One show cares about your health. One show cares about your body. IMA Doctors, live in studio with Jack and Sandy. It's straight talk and honest answers to your healthcare questions from the team of doctors at IMA Healthcare.
790 KFGO, time is 11:10. Six ways to avoid dying before your time. That is our conversation. That is our health news. First off this morning with Dr. Steve Clemenson from IMA Healthcare. He is in our studio. He is an internal medicine physician specializing in non-invasive cardiology. And we'll have our health news segment coming up in just a moment. And of course, you'll have a chance to talk to Dr. Clemenson as well when our house calls segment begins here on KFGO. The IMA Doctor Show is on next on KFGO.
The IMA doctors will discuss health issues heard in our everyday news, the healthy news of the day, with the IMA doctors.
Today, it's Dr. Steve Clemenson from IMA Healthcare in our studios, an internal medicine physician specializing in non-invasive cardiology. I'm in favor of non-invasive, and Dr. Clemenson, welcome to the IMA Doctor Show again.
Good morning, Jack and Sandy.
Well,
Good morning.
This information you're about to unveil, we saw on CNN. It was a CNN health update some time ago, but we ought to get into it again. We have six, stand by, my cell phone is ringing. I haven't shut it down yet. We have six ways to avoid dying before your time, and let me list them. Number six is reduce obesity, address diabetes is five, getting blood pressure under control is four, cutting back on salt is three, limit excessive drinking two, and not smoking number one. Let's take these one at a time. Number one, not smoking.
Okay. So not smoking, that's the usual Dr. 101 where we have to berate you if you're a smoker, because that is one of the biggest ones and most of the biggest improvement. And I do have the statistic here, and I'll find it in just a second, that on the average, smokers last 14 years less than non-smokers when they're matched for other things. So what happens that brings that down? Lung cancer hits people when they're younger, so it loses a lot of life years. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or emphysema, happens to a lot of people. Asthma, infections and pneumonia, and heart attacks is actually one of the biggest ones that is a killer for smokers, and it kills people at a younger age. So again, you lose that lifespan total. So we really work hard to try to help quit smoking, and we can talk about vaping if that's any better or not. We don't know.
Tell us, what's your professional opinion on the e-cigarette?
Well, the e-cigarette is still a cigarette, and it's a drug delivery device. So when people are vaping, actually the thing I was listening to this morning was about how people are vaping marijuana and other drugs like methamphetamines. So this vaping is just a delivery mechanism of drugs, and the nicotine is an insecticide and a carcinogen, and so you're just delivering it in a more effective way.
One of the things that they teach you when you go through the quitting smoking classes, as I have, is that cigarettes are loaded with all sorts of toxic chemicals, things that are preservatives, things that add aroma, things that add flavor, things that kill insects, things that allow for longevity of sale. And those are the things that cause cancer. But nicotine alone is what is the cause of cancer?
Is a big part of it. They all have some part in it. And we don't know what the cancer risk, though, in these vaping things, they're adding all sorts of adulterants for flavor, for taste, for smell. And we don't know what happens to our lungs when we inhale these things, and there hasn't been much study at all. So vaping, you know, people say, oh, I quit smoking, I just vape now. Well, you're still addicted. And it's just switching one addiction for another.
So what do you think about what went on in the Minnesota legislature? The Minnesota Vapers Group Advocacy Group is calling it a big victory. There's some restrictions on e-cigarettes, but they did not ban their use in all indoor public places.
Right. And that is hard, because how much is the secondhand vapor do you get? And it's a controversial thing right now. The part that concerns me the most is kids. This stuff is being flavored. It's like candy cigarettes for kids with gummy flavors and cherry flavors and all these things. So it is a way of addicting children earlier. And if kids have access to this stuff, which they will.
Are you talking about 16, 17-year-olds?
Or 12, 13, 14-year-olds. I mean, the vapes, vaporizing things there, they have all sorts of candies and flavored things and whatever else that appeals to kids. And that is my big concern.
So are you suggesting then that if you vape that you might be inclined to start smoking real cigarettes?
Well, if you're vaping nicotine, you're getting addicted to nicotine. Mm-hmm. Nicotine is an addicting drug. And vaping is also, well, actually, they were talking about vaping marijuana. And it was fascinating because they said the concentration of the marijuana may be 10 to 20 times what people were used to. And so your concentration of these things in these vapes, a lot of them are made up by the people at the vape shop. And you may be getting a much higher concentration than you ever got before.
Number two on the list of ways to avoid going before your time was limit excessive drinking. So what is excessive drinking?
Well, so the benefits of alcohol seem to hit a maximum at about a half a dose. So half a beer or half in a mixed drink seems to give most of the benefits in terms of cardiac. When you get below, above two or three, you get a lot of calories, which people always forget with alcohol. It is a lot of calories, but also starts being hard on the liver, and our bodies can only metabolize alcohol so fast. And when you have more than two drinks, your body has real trouble breaking that down, and then it starts forming toxins that do bad things in the body. So one or two drinks has some benefits. Some red wine isn't a bad thing. But when you get above two, the benefits go down and the risks go up.
We're talking with Dr. Steve Clementson. It's the IMA Doctor Show. We will have house calls in just a moment or two. Also, another way to prevent going before your time, cutting back on salt. How much do we cut back on?
Not too much in our society, unfortunately.
We'll be back with that and more, and we'll get to house calls here in just a moment on 790 KFGO.
It's the IMA Doctor Show. Thank you for joining us. Today we have Dr. Steve Clementson from IMA Healthcare in our studio. Dr. Clementson is an internal medicine physician specializing in non-invasive cardiology. Today we have the six ways to avoid dying before your time. Coming up in our second half hour, it's House Calls, where Dr. Clementson will take any of your health-related questions at KFGO.
And it looks like number three and four on our list. Number one was not smoking, limiting excessive drinking. Number two, it looks like three and four are kind of tied in together, cutting back on salt and getting blood pressure under control.
Yep. In our salt, we were just talking about how all the processed foods and the fast foods and those things are just loaded with salt. And when your legs start swelling, that's one of the things that happens with salt. And in the summertime, that happens a lot. So why is the salt so bad? Well, it raises our blood pressure. It makes us hang on to fluid, which is then tough on the heart and tough on the body. So it is part of high blood pressure. If you cut down salt, that reduces some of the need of medications for high blood pressure, and it slows the incidence or the onset at how old it happens.
And what? Oh, excuse me.
Go ahead. It happens to a lot of families. Where you have a predisposition to getting high blood pressure as you get older, and if you limit your salt, you can make it later and less damage to your organs.
Mm. So what's the right amount?
Well, that's always hard. 2 grams, so lower is better in terms of salt. Getting down to 2 grams of salt is really quite low, and that's hard. 4 to 5 grams is where most people are or above. Like you have a little soup. A portion of soup is full of salt. And, of course, French fries with salt is just really, really bad.
You know, it's kind of interesting. A couple of years ago when I visited Ireland, one thing I noticed I never really addressed, but it was very obvious there was not salt on the tables. If you ask for salt at a restaurant, they brought you some, but it was hardly salt at all. I thought maybe that was part of their effort to as a national policy of being healthy. Another thing we ought to talk about here is addressing diabetes.
Well, diabetes is the silent killer. People don't feel what their blood sugar is doing. And as we all get a bit older and put on a few pounds, our body gets more resistant to the insulin which is how our body processes the sugar and gets it into our cells. So you have to come into your doctor, get a blood glucose checked or a hemoglobin A1C, which is our test of the average blood sugar over the past 3 months. And if that's elevated, then you really need to get working on it and see the dietitian, work on your diet, and a lot of times take medications.
Does the final one on our list tie in with diabetes as well? That is, reduce obesity?
Absolutely. We're all getting a bit bigger, and our bodies were designed for famines and surviving famines, and we don't have many famines anymore. And so as people don't get less active and walk a bit less and eat the same, they tend to gain weight. And that starts some of the problems where it puts more strain on things, raises the blood pressure, and makes your body more resistant to insulin.
Dr. Steve Clementson of IMA Healthcare. And let's go back to number one on your list. We have less than a minute here. As far as quitting smoking, what do you recommend? Those mechanical means with the gum or the patches or cold turkey?
It's usually a combination. Cold turkey by itself doesn't work too well. You need to do something and do it in stages. So the gum, the patches, and the medications, the bupropion and the Chantix, which help with the urge to smoke.
We'll be back with the IMA Doctor Show. House Call segment is next. IMA Healthcare is located at 1707 Gold Drive in the Goldmark Office Park just east of Doolittle's, online at imahealthcare.com, and at 701-280-2033. Back with Dr. Clementson in a moment on KFGO.
It's time for the IMA doctors to take house calls. Call now, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346, where you get answers to any healthcare question. This is the all-new house call segment with the physicians from IMA Healthcare.
Today, Dr. Steve Clementson from IMA Healthcare is in our KFGO studios. Dr. Clementson is an internal medicine physician specializing in non-invasive cardiology. We've gotten through the 6 ways to avoid dying before your time. We have a lot of emails that are starting to back up for you, Dr. Clementson, but it is house calls time now, and you can ask any health-related question you might have.
We have received a text at 35270. Thank you for sending that. What's the best way to stop drinking alcohol? Are there meds for the craving?
There actually are some that only certain doctors can prescribe. Naltrexone, which is a blocker of some of the opiate receptors, seems to reduce the drive to drink alcohol some. They're also the ones that ones that make you sick to your stomach when you drink alcohol. We don't use those too often these days. So the main thing is just the environments, and instead of having an alcoholic drink every time when you're out, have a soft drink or a water or sparkling water in between, and just try to limit it. And it is a lot of it the social things where you have to have a drink in your hand, make the every other one water or a soft drink.
All right, very good. I tried to give up sodas last week. I lasted 4 days. But I'm going to give it another shot because you should, right? I mean, you get knocked down, you got to just jump right back up.
That's
don't
right.
You,
it takes several efforts.
Our phone numbers are 237-5948, 800-880-5346, #5346. KFGO.studio at KFGO.com or text us at 35270.
We have an email from a 64-year-old female, generally in good health over the last few years. She's developed small skin tags on my neck and on an eyelid. Oh, good question. What are they? Are they dangerous, and can she remove them herself?
Well, you have skin tags, and skin tags are a marker of glucose intolerance, which means that you probably need to get your blood sugar tested by your doctor. They also develop in friction areas, and if you try to rip them off yourself, they could get infected and it hurts a bunch.
Oh.
So usually you have to see a doctor and get them frozen. We freeze them with liquid nitrogen. And the one on the eyelid is actually a little tougher because a lot of times it has to be an eye doctor or a dermatologist to do those because the eye, you have to be very careful. So skin tags are a marker of glucose intolerance, so actually the most important thing is to get your sugar tested.
Oh, man.
We're in the house calls segment. We'd like to get your calls. Here's another email. Here's a fellow that says he read that added sugar increases the risk of heart disease, and that could be killing us slowly. Any truth to that?
Well, there's no doubt that in our society we have too much sugar and too much sweetened things. So sugar is calories, which adds to weight, which adds to cholesterol, which adds to your heart attack risk. So it does, it's all part of the same things. And sugar is just one of the most concentrated sources of calories. It is not evil by itself, but it used to be a really rare thing in the primitive diet because you didn't find a lot of honeybees that would want to give up their sugar, their honey very easily. And there weren't many sources of honey or of solid sugars in nature. So that's a recent thing, and our bodies weren't evolved for it.
790 KFGO 1139. One text message wants to know what real evidence we have that secondhand smoke damages, doctor.
Well, actually, there is a fair amount of evidence that smoky rooms are bad for everyone else in the room. The carbon monoxide levels of the other people go down, which makes it harder to carry oxygen by your blood. And the chemicals that are from the smoke go up, even in the people that aren't smoking. So especially, it used to be the old smoky bars. That actually was probably very bad for the people that worked there because they had a higher incidence of all these diseases because of the smoke in the bar.
When we come back here, someone else has emailed us. This person's husband was just diagnosed with a heart murmur, wants to know if it's dangerous. That's what we're doing. This is the IMA Doctor Show. Dr. Steve Clemenson from IMA Healthcare is with us. They're at 1707 Gold Drive in Fargo, just east of Doolittle's, 280-2033, imahealthcare.com. And your calls with Dr. Clemenson next on KFGO.
KFGO. It's the IMA Doctor Show. We always look forward to our visits with the doctors from IMA Healthcare. Today, Dr. Steve Clemenson is here. He's in our KFGO studios, and you have an opportunity to talk to Dr. Clemenson about any health-related question. We have a lot of text and several emails yet to get caught up on, but your calls are welcome at 237-5948 or 800-880-5346.
I think everybody's well, doctor. That's why they're not calling in, except for this person. Her husband is diagnosed with a heart murmur. Is that dangerous? And thanks for writing, Laura.
Well, it's always dangerous when the doctor says there's something new. And heart murmurs are actually quite common, and most of them are nothing too terrible. But you do need to get an echocardiogram and find out what it is. You think about our heart valves, they've been opening and closing since before we were born. And by the time we get into our 60s, 70s, and 80s, they've had a lot of time for some wear and tear. So as you get older, it's very common to have a little bit of leakage of the mitral or aortic valve.
All right.
On the other hand, there's some things you can be born with that are bad problems and you have to check. And that's why the echocardiogram is key to finding out about it. Now, one question I wanted to put out to people, there was just an editorial in the Journal of the American Medical Association about the medical handshake. When people walk in, the doctor walks in to see them, we usually shake their hand. And that's part of, you know, that's part of along with the white coat of the relationship building. But they said, is it safe or is it sorry? Because we touch people that have infections all the time and we get some bacteria on our hands. And we're always trying to kill those off with various things. But they talked about should they make the medical office a handshake-free zone. And it sort of got me thinking about, okay, if we don't shake hands, what do we do? Do we do the North Dakota wave? Do we the urban fist bump? That's contact, though.
Yeah, but see, so you're still touching.
And then there's the Tibetan bow.
Ding.
I question how people would react to that, to not having their handshake, which is something they always teach you at every job interview and new meeting and whatever. And it's been built into me like wearing a white jacket.
Well, I say this is a great idea. I like the Tibetan bow because it's like a peace thing, right? It'd be like, namaste. Now, you know, get up there.
Well, therefore, it'd be healthy.
Right.
We did get a text here at 35270. What's the best thing for fatigue, especially when pregnant? I get 7 hours or more of sleep, and I find it hard to become really alert sometimes.
Well, fatigue is one of the things that almost everything can do it. So when you're pregnant, there's a lot of hormones and things going on. It's hard to sleep. It's hard to get comfortable. Some moderate activity is actually one of the best things for fatigue. That's part of why we feel so bad when it's really cold outside and we're just sort of sitting around inside and not doing much. You really get doggy. In the summertime, when the sun's out and you get out and do something, you feel much more energy. So try to get out and do some activity, even when you're pregnant. and eat a regular diet, eat regular meals, fruits and vegetables. And then, like I said, if fatigue continues, see your doctor because there's a whole bunch of things to check.
All right. Ken is here with a question for the doc. Thanks for calling KFGO, Ken.
Yes, hi, Doc. I have a question about the heart. I've had four heart attacks and some bipolar.
You're cutting out, Ken. I hope it's your phone, Ken.
I think we lost.
Oh, you were cutting out, Ken. Why don't you try calling back when you're near
higher
tower or something. Sorry, buddy. Hi, Doug. You're on KFGO with Dr. Clemenson.
Dr. Clemenson, I've been diagnosed through a Holter monitor with atrial fibrillation. I've been on flecainide for about 3 years. My question of you is, should I continue on the flecainide, or a doctor has discussed something called, I believe it's called ablation. Could you tell me what the best thing to do is, please?
Okay, well, this is one of those hard questions where it depends. He's on a medication that helps regulate the heart that tries to hold it in a sinus rhythm. And a sinus rhythm is when the top part squeezes first, then the bottom part, and they keep doing that working together. Atrial fibrillation is when the top part really doesn't squeeze and the bottom part goes irregular. So we call it an irregular rhythm. So they do have this new surgical procedure where they go in with a catheter, sort of like a heart cath, into the heart, and they buzz these rows, almost like cornrows, in your heart to try to regulate the electrical activity in the top part and get it back to a normal rhythm. So it's a procedure that takes a fair amount of time, and they have to do some radio frequency ablation buzzing in the heart, and it's not 100%. So it depends on how often you're having the atrial fib. Medications, are they giving you side effects and problems? Are you on blood thinners? There's all sorts of things that are part of it. But an electrophysiologist, a cardiologist who specializes in heart rhythms, is the one to talk to about that. The radiofrequency ablation is a fairly long procedure and a fairly involved thing, and it doesn't always keep you out of atrial fib.
Good luck, Doug. Appreciate the call. Joanne, you are on the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO.
It me?
Yeah. Yes, Joanne.
Oh, hi. I've got a question. What can be done when a person has continuous pain, sciatica pain, down their leg all the way to the foot? Is there anything they can do?
Back pain is also one of those very common and somewhat hard to trying to figure out what to do. But what she's describing is sciatica, which is pain that is coming from the back, usually where the nerves come out from the spine in the back, and then they go down into the leg. So when the pain goes all the way down in the leg, that means the nerve is being pinched. So there are bunches of things that we do. We try medications and physical therapy first. They sometimes do, and we do an MRI of the back, magnetic resonance scan, to see if there's a compression fracture or how bad the nerves are being pinched. And then when we've identified which nerves are being pinched with the MRI, sometimes we do an injection, some steroid, into that nerve root, which can help. And then if it keeps being a problem, then we do things, surgery, basically, on the back. Now, back surgery doesn't always work either, and sometimes can make it worse because there's more scar tissue. So we have a whole spectrum of things. We usually try medications and therapy first. Weight loss always helps. And then the nerve MRI, nerve root injections, and then to think about surgery. But surgery has big risks and doesn't always work.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Dr. Clemenson. Ken is back, and he wants to, well, Ken just went away. Ken, go ahead. You can come call back and see if we can get your question answered. This is the IMA Doctor Show.
KFGO. Dr. Steve Clemenson is here from IMA Healthcare. If you need to contact them, they are located in the Goldmark Office Park just east of Doolittle's at 701-280-2033 and at imahealthcare.com. And our next IMA Doctor Show is June 16th with Dr. Mark Yohe on KFGO.
Dr. Clemenson, you do a great job. I always feel better when the show is over. Let's see. Ron, you're on the IMA Doctor Show.
Yes, doctor. I'm 61 and a half years old. I have two situations. My bones, Yeah, my bones ache really, really bad, and I have shooting pains up both my legs, and my feet get hot.
Oh, man.
Boy, those are a bunch of things with nerves can do that. And so if you really do need to see a doctor for something like that, for the bones aching, we have to make sure there's nothing bad in those bones and get some x-rays. And the shooting pains sound like some things with the nerves going on, either being pinched or being bothered by something. So basically, you need to see a doctor.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. 237-5948, 800-880-5346. You can always text us or email us as well here at KFGO.
You have some other news for us this morning, Doctor?
I have a list of things how to shorten your lifespan, taking it from the other direction.
Oh, good. Okay.
So if you don't floss, you lose a year and a half or so off your life. So the dentists are really trying to help you. If you don't exercise, it cuts 9 years off your life, and every minute of exercise may add up to 7 minutes of lifespan. If you are angry and yell at people, that's going to make you not live as long. If you don't get your colonoscopy and your mammograms for women, you won't live as long. If you don't go to church, people that go to church tend to live longer. Might be the social situations, the friends, etc. If you don't make friends, if you don't have a network of friends to help you when there's times tough, you don't live as long. If you don't use seatbelts. And if you don't get an education, in fact, they said that people that get a bachelor's degree or higher live 9 years longer.
Great.
So you college students, remember that. And then don't get enough rest. But if you get too much, more than 8 or 9 hours, it goes down. But if you get 6 or 7, that's too little.
Wow. So great advice. So get around 8 or 9 hours of sleep. That's about perfect.
7 or 8, they said, actually.
7 or 8, actually. Okay, very good. Dr. Steve Clemenson, thank you very much. It was a good show today.
Thank you.
You can contact IMA Healthcare at 280-2033, online at imahealthcare.com. IMA Healthcare, embracing the personal side of medicine, is focused on whole person preventive and specialized medical care, located in the Goldmark Office Park just east of Doolittle's. Join us June 16th when Dr. Mark Yohe will be with us for the next IMA Healthcare show on KFGO.